This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. Crops will likely still need timely rainfall this summer. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Iowa has seen no shortage of rain recently, and while we are starting to see consequences of too much rain, having our soil profiles refilled is a blessing as the growing season kicks off. However, that water that is stored in the soil won't last forever. Iowa State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said we'll still need to see timely rains over the summer in order to replenish the water as it is used by the plants.
As they move more water through their roots up into the plant, we're starting to extract more soil moisture. And then in concert with warmer temperatures, more atmospheric demand, you're pulling out more surface moisture as well. So those timely rainfalls help replenish the soil profiles as they lose moisture through the growing season. The timely rainfalls will hold the crop on as they've done over the last few years, but we're really banking a lot of soil moisture. And I think we're in a particularly good position. Just thinking about the last 4 years where we've been, this is where we want to be.
Farmers who are still needing to finish up planting should be in luck though, as Glisson said, there's a bit of a drier signal in the weather forecast.
In the 6 to 10 day outlooks, we're seeing near normal temperatures, but also a dry signal. Just what we need for farmers to finish up field work and planting, given how wet conditions have been. So our new June outlooks will come out tomorrow morning, and it will give us a better idea of what the longer term outlooks are showing. At least initially, in the middle of May, when we saw the first June outlook from the Climate Prediction Center, we see an elevated wet signal. We'll just have to see how that has evolved over the last 2 weeks.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.